Could children teach their farming families how to be safe on farms? That's the aim of a programme put together by one of the winners of the 2019 Social Entrepreneur Awards, who get €20,000 to fund their work. Alma Jordan is the founder of AgriKids, and she's here now. Alma, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland with your award.
Absolutely. Hasn't been out of my sight since.
Tell us about AgriKids. What is it?
AgriKids is a farm safety educational platform for children. I started it in 2015. In 2014, we had a horrendous year for farm accidents in Ireland. In fact, it was a record-breaking year. We lost 30 people that particular year, and five of those were children. So it was really the deaths of two children in August of that year. They were just 3 and 5 years of age. That really had a huge impact on me, because I'm a farmer's wife and daughter and sister, and I had a little boy of two, and I said, how am I going to keep my family safe? Because it could be any of us. So I went looking to see what resources were available, and I became a little bit frustrated with what I found. I found them to be not relevant, and I found them to be a little bit outdated, and I said, you know what, we could do better. So I began to focus on children, because with work I'd done through the Green Schools programme, I really saw how effective children were with bringing social issues, we'll say, from a classroom setting and bringing them home. And I said, if children can be that passionate about, you know, recycling and reducing waste, definitely farming could be a way to go. And that's when I decided to create the storybooks, the gaming apps, and the workshop programme, which I do in schools throughout the country.
Tell us about the schools programme.
The schools programme is something that kind of came about very organically. I was approached by a librarian to do a reading in a local library, and after the reading I was asked to do a workshop, and the workshop then grew to be school based, and I focus on everything from slurry to animal behaviours to the different signage we might use on our farms, and I really get the children to interact with it. So I focus largely, we'll say, on infants up to sixth class, and I get the children to, I suppose, give back to me as much as I give out. So far we've reached over 24,000 children with these workshops. They're supported by Zurich Dow. So it's been an absolute, I've never once advertised the fact that I do these workshops. They are included on the national school curriculum, and they haven't really been serviced in a way that's been effective. So for me to be able to go into a school to talk to a children about how a bull might behave before attacking, or the danger surrounding slurry, they're bringing that message home. And they're bringing it home to a farming household. And not only that, but they're creating a conversation within the home. So for me, it's all about bringing the farm safety conversation into our homes and classrooms and communities, and not waiting until we pass the farm gate.
As any farmer will know who has a child who likes hanging around while they're doing their work, they can, you know, I mean, they're great company, they can ask a lot of questions. And as teachers, they can be pretty persistent.
Oh, we used to coin a phrase called pester power. And I know for me, I did an event in Donegal not that long ago, and we were talking about PTO safety and the importance of covering a PTO and why. And a little girl put her hand up.
PTO, sorry.
It's a power takeoff device that goes onto the back of the tractor to power a piece of equipment.
Oh, yes, the terrifying ads.
Absolutely.
On the
radio for it. It can rotate anywhere between 9 and 16 times a second. And this little girl put up her hand to say, my daddy doesn't have one of those in his PTO. And I said to her straight away, I said, well, what are we going to do about that? And she says, well, his birthday is coming up. Maybe I'll buy him one for his birthday. So that for me was an absolutely beautiful moment, because that little girl went home. And you know what? I'll never know if I've prevented a death or an accident, but I'd like to think that that conversation happened and that action was taken. And that proactive approach is what's going to create a safer future on our farms.
Loads of information on the AgriKids website, including apps and games. Alma Jordan, founder of AgriKids, thank you very much
thank
for
you.
Coming into our studio this morning. 8:53.